Hey y'all, Dr. Heidi is back. This is Dr. Heidi, your toxic relationship awareness and healing specialist, and this is It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. A couple of really quick announcements. Conference dates, April 5, 6, and 7. That is going to be here in the St. Louis area. The location is yet to be determined. We will have the registration available before the end of the week, I promise. So if you're on the email list, you will get the registration link if you're thinking of coming to the conference. A little bit about the conference. It's Not Normal, It's Toxic conference. This is an annual conference that I host in the St. Louis area. And basically what I do is in a condensed version, I go over a lot of the material that I present here and a lot of the material that it goes into my coaching programs. The character traits of the toxic person. At the conference, I do two of the most popular workshop topics, and one is called Here Comes the Vacuum, and it is an entire workshop on hoovering, which is the tactics that a toxic person uses to suck you back into a relationship or into a situation after you have either left or are trying to leave or have cut them out. Another topic of presentation at the conference is going to be called Conversations with a Narcissist. And it is examples of how a toxic person uses conversation to basically win verbal competitions. You know as well as I do that conversing with a toxic person is exhausting, it wears you out, and you always end up losing. And you end up losing conversations that shouldn't even be a competition or shouldn't even be a win or loss situation. So one of the presentations I'm doing at the conference covers the character traits that a toxic person uses just in day-to-day conversation. This year, as opposed to last year, I'm also going to have some split outs. We are going to have a group of professionals that I work with very, very closely that can answer some questions on the divorce process. Not that we're promoting divorce at all. I just know it's difficult to get information and get your questions answered on stuff like that when you are locked into certain situations. So I will have professionals available for that. I have one of the split outs is going to be the unhealthy upbringing. And that is for people who have been raised in a toxic environment or have people that have been raised in a toxic environment in their life. Our very own Leslie is going to be there, and she is my safety and self-defense person. So she is going to be doing a presentation on safety and self-defense. And then we actually have a very close friend of mine doing a section on, I'm not sure her topic, but there's going to be plenty of motivation there, plenty of forward motion. I am taking sponsorships for this conference, which obviously gets you some advertising. I, however, am only taking sponsorships that people at the conference can benefit from. So it has to kind of tie into the toxic relationship stuff in order for me to accept you as a sponsor, which only makes sense to me. If we can better the people that are also in the group, that I will totally accept sponsorship forms for the conference with that. So if you are interested in a sponsorship for the conference, email in at info@coachingwithdrheidi, and I will have Angela get you the information on that. Second announcement is if you are in the St. Louis area, I have a group coaching class starting a week from today, February 5th. There is two spots left in it. The group coaching works great in two ways. You immediately have a support system, whereas the individual one-on-one is with me only. So you are, obviously you have me as your support system, but you don't have a group of people that are going through the same thing as you. We're in a class type situation. You immediately have five or six other people who understand exactly what you're going through. The second advantage to taking on the group coaching is because I do it as a group, the cost of the coaching program is significantly reduced. So if you're interested, it will meet 9 times over the next 3 months, and it starts next Tuesday. So if you're in the St. Louis area, that is an option for you. Get a hold of me through Facebook or again at info@coachingwithdrheidi.com, and we will get you the information on that. Okay, so today I am doing kind of a fun podcast because we don't always get to think about ourselves when we're in situations like many of us are in. And it, the interview that the girls did, my staff did with me last week and kind of gave you some information about me and made me pick things I liked. They gave me two things and made me pick between the two things I liked. Some of those questions were hard for me, and if it would have been, 10 years ago, I don't know that I'd be able to answer those because I always found myself in a situation that I wouldn't make a decision because I was afraid of the consequences. I felt like it didn't matter what decision I made, it was always the wrong one. So this is kind of a fun podcast because I know a lot of you from your feedback listen to me in your car. And so this will be a good thought-provoking one. I'm just going to ask some questions. Some of them are silly, but really what I'm trying to do with this is just trying to get you to think about yourself and where you want your life going. So the goal of this exercise is basically to get you to know yourself a little bit better because you haven't thought about yourself. What you like, what you want out of your life, what your goals are, what makes you happy, what your favorite color is, just even down to the little piddly thing. Some of your answers may be funny and some of them may make no sense. It's just, again, making you think about yourself. So try to answer each one of these questions in just a one word or a short phrase. And again, this will work great if you listen to me while you're driving. So what I'll do is I'll read the question, I'll give you a few minutes to think about it, and then I'm gonna try to answer these. Some of these are hard for me also. If money wasn't an object and family was flexible, meaning you could pick your family up and move them wherever, where would you want to live? Okay, this is a tough one for me because I could probably live anywhere. I feel like I could be happy anywhere, but I like a climate that's got four seasons. Obviously, I like summer longer than winter, but I couldn't pinpoint exactly one spot. So I'm just a four season girl. Okay, next, if your job gave you a surprise 3 day paid break, what would you do with those 3 days? Okay, in my world, 3 days to me isn't long enough to go anywhere, where you could super relax because once you get there, you have one day and then you have to come home. My husband and I very much enjoy Nashville, Tennessee. So if I had 3 days paid break, probably without a doubt, I would spend it in Nashville. Okay, what movie have you always wished you were the leading lady in? Or what movie have you always wished you were the leading man in? Okay, my answer to this one, hilarious, but it's The Notebook. I am a romantic, and I will tell you that is also my favorite movie. It was my favorite movie long before I met the man that I'm married to now. So I felt like that movie always just gave me a little bit of hope. In certain cultures, people are buried with things that they may need in the afterlife. What is one thing you would choose to take with you? This one is a difficult question. This is the one that really stops people up. But again, we're just doing thinking for fun. I decided I would take a bottle of whiskey because if I got there, and I had a cut or I had a sore, we could put whiskey on it, right? If I had a sore throat or ended up with a cold, whiskey's great for that. If I wasn't sure where I was and I needed a drink, I have a bottle of whiskey. Anyway, that one's funny, but I couldn't think of anything else. I often thought that maybe I would have my wedding ring, but you don't know, what you don't know, you don't know. So that's the number one question that people don't like on this exercise. What is one old-fashioned thing that you do? I am a hot water drinker. Everybody in my life thinks that is a very old-fashioned thing to do. If you want to confuse a server in a restaurant, order a cup of hot water. It seems like the most simple thing, but they all look at me like, wait, what? Anyway, if the world was full of clones of you, what would be the best thing about the world? My answer to that one is the world would be very loud and the world would be very filled with very much laughter. What is a hobby of yours that others may find peculiar? My answer to that one is the same. I think I mentioned it last week. I enjoy thrifting because it's a treasure hunt for me. I don't always buy stuff, but it's very calming for me to thrift. What is one thing you worry about too much and you would like to let go of? Okay, mine, I put a little thought into this. One thing that I worry too much about and that I would like to let go of is other people's opinions. I'm getting much, much better at this than I used to be, but I don't like it when I feel other people's opinions is holding me back from something important. If magic was real and you had a wand, what is one thing you would do? This one, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do, but I think if I had a magic wand, the first thing I would do is I would get rid of my debt and I would get rid of my family's debt because to me, debt is stressful. So that would be one of the things I would like to do if I had a magic wand. What would your best friend say you are addicted to? I know exactly what this is because I just asked my best friend this, or a very good friend this the other day. And I've heard it from more than one person, but I am addicted to change. I used to not change anything, and now I change stuff all the time. I love things different. I love rearranging. I love changing what I do. I love changing what I wear. I love changing my hair. Very, very much love the thought of change. If you could pick one person to laugh with, who would it be? I have several in my life that had good memories of this, but my kids and my husband would be my favorite people to laugh with. Evaluating your life and where you are now, what habit would you have started earlier in life? I certainly would have started writing goals earlier. I do very well when I have a list and I review it. I wish I would have done that earlier in life. I think I would have had a few more things done. What talents or skills do you have that are not being utilized, but you'd like them to be? I like to host parties and I like to have people over, but I have found myself in smaller houses. So that's one thing that in my future I would like to do more of is hosting. What is about to get much better in your life? I feel like with the conference coming up and the online program and this podcast, I feel like the lives of other people is going to get much better, which is my favorite thing about my job. What brand are you mo most loyal to? See, this one was hard for me because I get stuck in the cowboy boot thing. However, I'm pretty fond of Pampered Chef. What is the number one quality you look for in a friend? Mine would absolutely be loyalty. The next one, what is a superpower of your dreams? My superpower of my dreams, this is going to sound funny, but I really wish I had x-ray vision. Of course, you know I'm a chiropractor by trade, so x-rays come in really handy. However, I presently don't have an x-ray machine, And I am the worst patient on the planet. So it would be really handy if I could look in the mirror and have x-ray vision and see what was going on in my knee that's been hurting and in my hip that's been hurting. But I think x-ray vision would help me out a lot and help me help my patients a lot. What fashion trend would you like to eliminate? I would like to eliminate three-quarter length sleeves. I don't know why, but I do not like or appreciate three-quarter length sleeves. I know a lot of people, that's all they wear is three-quarter length sleeves. Let's see. This is the last one, actually. What big event are you still hoping that your future holds? This will probably depend on what age you are now, but I am hoping my future still holds retirement. There was a lot of times in the last several years that I thought, you know what, you are never going to be able to retire. And I am hopefully hoping that I still get to retire at some point. So anyway, that was kind of fun. I don't normally do those types, but the other day when the girls were making me answer questions about myself, I kind of thought it would be good for all of you who listen to the podcast to start thinking about yourselves. We spend plenty of time talking about toxic traits and the effects the toxic traits have on us. But what about you? You know, what is your favorite color? What is your favorite thing to eat? What kind of dreams do you have? Where do you want to be in 10 years? Start thinking about some of that stuff so you can visualize it in your head. Because if you can visualize it, it becomes much more real. So that the purpose of that exercise was just to make you think about things that maybe you've never thought about before, and just really focusing in on yourself outside of everyone else in your life. So anyway, that was fun, and I have a couple of really good topics that have come in from readers. So over the next probably week, there may be one or two more podcasts being posted. I had a request to do one on the smear campaign and what you're supposed to do when you are being talked about badly and your reputation is being harmed because of what other people are saying. So that's one that I'm putting that one together. And so that one will probably be up in the next couple days. Anyway, if you have questions on the conference or questions on the group class that's starting next week, get a hold of me. If this podcast has helped you, please share it with anybody who you may feel may be in an unhealthy situation, and maybe it could be the answer to a change in life for them. And that is all I have for you today. I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.